Title: Dish Network to Dish Out $341 Million for TCPA Violations. Content: Two Recent Judgments Against Dish Network LLC, Dish, for Violations of the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, TCPA, and similar state and federal laws demonstrate the significant liability companies may face based on the actions of their third-party contractors. Dish has been ordered to pay a total of approximately $341 million in two separate federal court actions related to TCPA violations committed by its marketing service providers. Both cases underscore the importance of maintaining strong vendor oversight in the highly regulated telemarketing industry. Overview of telemarketing laws. Various laws at the federal and state level have been enacted to protect consumers from unwanted and often aggressive telemarketing practices. The TCPA places detailed restrictions on telemarketing calls and text messages, artificial or pre-recorded voice calls, auto-dialed calls, unsolicited fax advertisements, and telephone solicitations. Among other things, the TCPA requires companies to maintain a company-specific do not call list of consumers who have asked not to be called. In addition to the TCPA, companies must comply with the Telemarketing Sales Rule, TSR, which, among other things, established the National Do Not Call Registry. Both the TCPA and TSR generally prohibit making calls to numbers listed on the Do Not Call Registry. Applicable state law must also be observed, as most states have enacted legislation similar to the TCPA and TSA, including state-specific Do Not Call Registries in some instances. Violations of these laws can be costly. The TCPA provides for statutory damages of $500 per call or text made in violation of the statute, and up to $1,500 per call or text for willful and knowing violations. In addition to civil lawsuits, regulatory enforcement actions may be brought by the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, and the Federal Trade Commission, FTC. TCPA litigation has skyrocketed in recent years, with the issue of vicarious liability often at the focus. Courts generally apply federal common law principles of agency, weighing various factors in determining whether an agency relationship exists between a company and its third-party marketers, including whether the company reviewed the content of the telemarketing call, whether it knew that the third party was violating the TCPA, and whether the company engaged the third party specifically for telemarketing. In a May 2012 declaratory ruling, the FCC held that liability may be determined under a broad range of agency principles, including not only formal agency, but also principles of apparent authority and ratification. In the decisions discussed below, the courts focus on the fact that Dish's vendor agreements gave Dish the right to exercise significant control over its vendors' telemarketing activities. Yet Dish failed to take any meaningful action to ensure vendors' compliance with relevant laws, a failure exacerbated by the fact that Dish knew that its vendors had violated telemarketing laws in the past and were likely continuing to do so. Instead, Dish continued to reap the benefits of such vendor services, including increased sales volume and subscriber base. Krakauer v. Dish Network LLC. In Krakauer v. Dish Network LLC, Number 1:14 CV 00333, MDNC, class members claimed that they received phone calls from Satellite Systems Network, SSN, promoting Dish's services, despite the fact that their numbers were listed on the Do Not Call Registry. The jury rejected Dish's argument that it should not be held responsible for the actions of SSN, ultimately finding Dish liable for the approximately 51,000 calls that SSN made to numbers on the Do Not Call Registry. The jury awarded $400 per call, or approximately $20.5 million. Last month, the court trebled the jury verdict for a total award of $61.5 million after finding that Dish willfully and knowingly violated the TCPA. The court noted a number of findings in support of this determination, including the following: Dish knew that SSN had a history of TCPA violations and was calling numbers that it had not verified were not on the Do Not Call Registry, but continued to allow SSN to market Dish's services. When Dish received complaints from individuals called by SSN even though their number was listed on the Do Not Call Registry, Dish responded by disclaiming responsibility for the acts of its third-party marketers and made no EF.